Sagt Eilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta is Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Where is Syria? If you look at a map today, Syria is like northeast of Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Tveria and you see the Kinneret, the other side of the Kinneret, I think, is Syria. And we're not getting into where the borders are today. We're talking about Al-Pi Halacha. Some say the Syria the Mishnah is talking about is a little bit north of that. Either way, Chazal tell us that David HaMelech conquered Aram Naraim and Aram Tzoiva, and he made it part of Eretz Yisrael. That's called Kivush Yachid. He did it on his own. Especially when he took over Aram Naraim and Aram Tzoiva, he hadn't yet conquered regular parts of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it never got a full din of Eretz Yisrael. In regard to some things, we say it's like Eretz Yisrael. In regard to other dinim, we say it's like Chutz Laretz. If you purchase peiros in Syria, you don't have to separate demai. Because most peiros that are sold in Syria come from Chutz Laretz. So if this Amaretz tells us, oh, maishas were taken, he's believed. Because if he wanted to lie, he had a better law. He could have said, oh, it comes from Chutz Laretz. And we know most peiros come from Chutz Laretz. And of course, peiros that grow in Chutz Laretz don't have a chi of maishas. And that's the rule. That's called a migui. Since if he wanted to lie, he had a better lie, so when he tells us what he tells us, we believe him. Now, let's say he tells us, no, it didn't come from Chutz Laretz, it was grown right here in Syria. So it is mechuyev in Truma and Maisa, but only midrabbanan. Now, Zakta Mishnah, Hamoicher Peiros b'Syria, and Amaretz sells Peiros in Syria. V'amar, and he says, Mishel Eretz Yisrael. He says it's from Eretz Yisrael. So Chayv L'Aser, and whoever's buying this has to take of Maisras. Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is mechuyev in Maisras. Even if you're in New York or Chicago or Los Angeles, and there's an orange from Eretz Yisrael, you have to make sure it has a hashgacha that maestros were taken. So if this person who's selling him the peiros, who is an Am Haaretz, if he's telling us the peiros come from Eretz Yisrael, so it's like demai. Now if he says, me Yisarin hain, it came from Eretz Yisrael, but you should know, maestros were taken, neman. Here he's believed. And whoever's buying the peiros does not have to take off maestros. Why? Because here we have a famous rule. Sha'apeh sha'aser, who a pesha hitter? The same mouth that creates the iser is the same mouth that gives us the heter. If this Amaretz wouldn't tell us that it came from Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't have to separate mai. We would assume it came from Chutz Laretz, like most peiros in Syria come from Chutz Laretz. So this Amaretz is nice enough to give us the information that no, this came from Eretz Yisrael. So we believe him to answer the peiros. Now he's telling us, but maestros were taken. Okay, so just like we believe him to say that it's aser, we're going to believe him to say that it's mutter and that maestros were taken. Or what if stamazoi? Let's say in Eretz Yisrael. If Amoritz tells me, no, maestros were taken, do I believe him? And the answer is no. But there, he didn't create the iser. It would have been aser if he doesn't tell us anything. Here in Syria, where he creates the iser by telling us it came from Eretz Yisrael, we also believe him when he tells us that maestros were taken. Here's another example of a pesha aser, a pesha iter. Suppose the Amoritz says, Mishalien, this is for my field here in Syria. Chayv Lasser. Whoever is buying it is Mechuyiv Tek of Maisras. Peirois that are grown in Syria, it's considered Mai. If we know that it grew there. However, if he adds, Nisarnain, the Maisras were taken, then he's believed. Because again, Shapesha Asu Apesha Hit. If he told us nothing, we would assume it came from Chutz Laretz. He's kind enough to give us the information it grew in his field, so we also believe him when he says he took off maestros. Zakta b'de Mishnah im yedua. If it's a known fact, sheyesh le'sada achas b'Syria, that whoever's selling this peiros has even one field in Syria, chayv la'aser, then I have to take off maestros. Why? He's the one that's telling us the iser. He's telling us it grew in his field. Even though he's telling us it grew in his field, we pretty much assume that anyway. If he owns a field in Syria and he's selling the peiros, we assume it's coming from his field. So it's not like he's giving us the iser. We would have treated it as demai even if he said nothing. Memela, when he tells us now that he took off maestros, we can't necessarily believe him. If he creates the iser, we can create the heter. If it would have been us regardless, we can't trust his heter. So chazing over our Mishnah Yud Aleph, if an Amoret sells Paris in Syria, Roif Paris in Syria come from Chutz L'Arts, we explained, and therefore they normally are Potter and Trumasi Maestris. But he's telling us, he's giving us the information, these Paris are from Eretz Yisrael, which are, of course, Mechuyev and Trumasi Maestris, and the buyer is Mechuyev to take off Maestris. We do trust him if he says it's Aser. If he tells us it's from Eretz Yisrael, but Maestris were taken, he's believed. Because of the rule, do you remember the exact wording? The only reason it's Aser is because of what he told us. He told us that it's Paris Eretz Yisrael, unlike most Paris in Syria that come from Chutz La'aretz, and Meili is also believed when he tells us that they're Mutter by saying that Maestris were taken. For that matter, if he says these Paris, he doesn't say they're from Eretz Yisrael, but he says they come from my field, over here in Syria. I have to take off Maestris. Paris that grow in Syria, I'm a Chuyev of Maestris. But if he tells us Maestris were taken, he's believed, because he gave us the Yisr, he also gives us the Heter. Unless it is known that he has a field in Syria, and Mimela, we would have said anyway, if I'm buying it from this person, and he has a field in Syria, I'm not going to assume that it's coming from Chutz La'aretz. So now that he's telling us, but you should know, it grew in my field, but Maestris were taken, this is not going to work. Because he's not the one that created the Yisr. The Yisr was there anyway. And Mimela, I don't have the Pesha Aser, who a Pesha Hitter.